Welcome to another Moonshine Concert. We're going to be listening to Coco Taylor and Pine Top Perkins from November 12th, 2009 at Chautauqua Auditorium in Boulder, Colorado. During the Coco Taylor segment, this is Coco Taylor on vocals, Stanley Banks on keyboards, Chun Kikuta on guitar, Ricky Nelson on drums, and Melvin Smith on bass guitar. During the Pine Top Perkins segment, it's Pine Top Perkins on piano and vocals, Frank Kikowski on guitar, Willie Big Eyes Smith on harmonica and vocals, Kenny Smith on drums, and Bob Stroger on bass guitar.
Suburbs, and then heading back to the south side where she and her husband lived. It wasn't long before she began sitting in and singing with some of the best. Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, Willie Dixon, Buddy Guy, B.B. King. She got her break in 63 when Willie Dixon asked her to record for him, and she had a big hit with Wang Dang Doodle in 1966. She's been recording and touring ever since, winning 25 Blues Music Awards, a Grammy, a National Heritage Fellowship Award, and many, many other prizes. They say, folks, that there are lots of kings of the blues, but there's only one queen of the blues. And from Chicago, Illinois, would you please help me welcome to E-Town for her first visit, Queen of the Blues, Coco Taylor.
Yeah.
Coco Taylor, what a treat to have you here in E-Town.
Thank you very much. It's been an honor for me to be here, and I'm enjoying myself.
Oh, good. Thank you. That would suit us just fine. So can you tell us a little bit about the little town? Is it Bartlett, Tennessee? Is that where you...
Bartlett, Tennessee was where I was born.
Where you were born, yeah. So what was that place like?
What was it like?
Yeah.
It was like any country that you ever saw. Cotton, corn, black-eyed peas, and everything else. Yeah. That's what it looked like.
Yeah.
And I did it all.
Yeah. And you sang in church?
Huh?
Did you sing in church?
Yes, I did. Every Sunday, me and my sisters and brothers, we had to sing in church.
Is that where you got the idea that you were a singer, or was it later than that?
Well, God gave me the talent. And when I was growing up, when I was little, me and my brothers and sisters, we'd be in the back of the house singing the blues. Something we heard on the radio. We didn't know about music like I know today. But I knew enough to sing, "Won't you be my chauffeur?" They would play that every day of the week.
What did your parents think about that kind of song?
Their parents didn't know it. Didn't nobody know about that but us.
So did you have some favorite singers when you were listening to the radio back then? Were there some favorite voices that you tried to copy?
Oh, that I tried to copy all of them. Everybody I could think of, this was I would do some of this one song and that one song.
Like Memphis Minnie or
something? All of them. Yeah, Memphis Minnie was one of the favorite people who was out during that time. Yeah. And I would always sing, her song.
Now, you were orphaned at 11, so your life must have changed in a big way with that.
Yeah, it was rough for us. It was six of us, three girls and three boys. And we was raised what we called back in those days, we called from pillar to post. You know, we didn't have no special study home here. We sleep here tonight and two or three nights, and another two or three nights we go stay with an auntie. Another three or four nights we go somewhere else. But anyway, every night we had somewhere to sleep. We had a plate to eat out of. It wasn't no fancy food, but we was full. Most of the time, me and my brothers and sisters, we had cornbread that we crumbled up in some buttermilk. And that was our dinner. But we was full. And once you get full, it don't make no difference what you ate. Yeah, I'm killing it like it is.
Yeah.
I didn't know about eating steak until I got to Chicago. They said, "We don't have steak." I said, "What is that?"
Well, tell me about that. So how did you get to Chicago?
Well, it's a long story, but I'm going to make it short.
All right.
I came to Chicago with my unknown boyfriend to anybody but me. I was the only one who knew he was my boyfriend. But he told me, he said, I'm going to Chicago where I can find me a good job. I said, "Well, you're not going to leave me here." He said, "I don't know. I don't know what to do about it." I said, "Well, I do." And when he caught that Greyhound bus, and he said, "I ain't got but just enough money, nothing left over that much for you to, to go with Greyhound." And he talked to the driver, and the driver said, "Well, that's all right, let her come home." And he let me on just for the money he had. It wasn't enough.
Yeah.
But he was nice enough to say, "Well, just let her go on talking about me."
Yeah.
And we came together to Chicago.
Did you have to sit in the back of the bus on the ride up there?
We was in the back of the bus. Where else?
Yeah. Well,
I tell you one thing about the back of the bus, I got in at the same time.
Speaking of all over the world, I noticed there was a photograph Montauk Perkins in Spain about a year ago. Is that a connection, a friendship that's gone on for quite a while?
Oh, that won't go to my good friend. We've been together for years, you know, staying in different places and, you know, like that. And I enjoy being with them, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm so glad that you were both able to come to be with us this week.
Yeah, I love them. You know, I've been knowing them ever since I've been in Chicago. They're nice guys.
Well, listen, people here are ready to hear you sing. And so am I. So we'll get back to music. But I really appreciate once again stopping by. Thank you for telling us a little bit about your story. And we'll spend some more time later on. Welcome back, if you would, along with your fabulous band, the Blues Machine.
Thank you.
Shem Kikuta. Kikuta, I'm sorry. Hey, give me a little more of that applause, would you? Just clap your hands. From the tail. Titanic. At the age of 14, he started playing in just the neighborhood on guitar and piano. He later focused on the piano, got to tour throughout the Mississippi Delta in the 30s and 40s. He worked with Sonny Boy Williamson and Robert Nighthawk and B.B. King and Earl Hooker. Mostly people got to know him as a longtime member of Muddy Waters' band starting in the late 60s. It wasn't until he was in his 80s that he really came out as a frontman. And he's won all kinds of prizes, too, including a lifetime achievement award at the Grammys, the National Heritage Fellowship, also from the NEA. Tons of blues music awards, so many, in fact, that they named the award after him after a while. Please welcome him. He's in his 95th year, the amazing, really American musical treasure, Mr. Pine Top. Perfect.
You better be. careful how you take a seat. Don't ever forget you might be a steal. When you get back home, you're on the edge of the end.
Thank you.
haircut in 2 bits, is that what that is?
Really?
Well, Panta, thank you for coming here to E-Town. We're so happy to have you here.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh, Lion. Next one, July 7th. 95.
95, July 7th. And for those of you listening on the radio, all I can say is you're missing out on a splendid sight. You're looking very good tonight, Panta, I have to say.
All right.
Taylor before, and I asked her about her hometown. Can you tell us a little bit about Belzoni, Mississippi?
That's my hometown where I was born, man.
Yeah. What was it like?
All right.
It was all right.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
And how about growing up? What kind of music did you hear when you were a kid?
Bluesy style.
Bluesy style. Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't need that to play it.
But you learned. But you played some other stuff too. Did you hear any New Orleans piano players or anything like that?
Oh yeah, just a little.
Yeah.
Picked up stuff from
them. I can tell you picked up stuff from them, yeah. And you were traveling in the 30s, playing all over the Mississippi Delta.
Mississippi Delta all overseas and everywhere, jumping everywhere with muddy waters.
Yeah. But back in the old days, in the 30s, can you tell us what those places were like that you were playing in? Were they just clubs along the side of the road, or what kind of places were you playing?
Oh, man, there's a nice place if you're playing at, I would like to say.
Nice places.
They look like a little bit of your joint, so.
Yeah.
That's it.
That sounds great.
This year and a half, there's 6 feet. We made a tall mix. Back in the 20s.
Yeah. Now I don't want to ignore the fact that you've also got somebody here who's, you know, Willie Big Eyes Smith is also was in Muddy Waters. Now were you already in Muddy's band when Pine Top used the mic there?
I was in the band when Pine Top joined the band. I had joined the band, I had been in the band since 61. But I took a little break. I was raising the family, so I kind of took a little break. And I went back in 68, Top came in 69, and the rest of that just...
Yeah. And then you guys, also, I mean, that was such a legendary band. And speaking of which, you formed the legendary blues band. Jim and haircuts, it's up to 6 bits now. Upside down in some way, where they had learned your songs and now you're opening for them. That feel backwards? Use the mic, David.
Not really. Music is music. So, I was friends with when they first started the Rolling Stones and then a lot of those guys. We were all pretty buddies. They all went except the Rolling Stones. The rest of them used to come around when we were playing. You know, so those were like. A whole bunch of them. I wouldn't get into detail of trying to call all those names, but it was always fun because it was music, you know. It was kind of fun just to see the white boys kind of play the blues, you know.
I actually used to be a lot taller than I am. I'm kind of feeling like I'm shrinking just a little bit. Yeah, well, I appreciate it. It seems like you and Pine Top have a really nice connection together still after all these years. You guys seem really, really well suited to each other.
Well, you see, Pine Top. My name is Willie G. Pine Top is a stage name. My name is Joe Willie Perkins.
Joe Willie Perkins.
Well, I got all my notes from people like Pine Top, and a bunch of more Muddy Waters. That was one of my main albums, Muddy Waters, Lightning Hopkins, all those things. So I grew up on, so they was playing before I was born, so I had to pick it up after them, but yeah. Something about it just moved, and I was so thrilled to get a chance to talk. That's a long flavor, and I never dreamed I would be quick with them, but yeah. Just to talk to them was,
Arkansas, right?
Right.
And isn't that the name of your new CD, by the way?
That's the name of a new CD.
Born in Arkansas.
About 3 weeks now.
Yeah. And Pine Top, you've got a new CD also with a whole bunch of famous friends on it. You've got...
I'm pretty around with my... Everybody wouldn't know me. All right.
Yeah. Here it comes. Yeah. I know that I can just tell the folks...
He wants to work.
I know. I just want to say one thing about the CD, which is that, you've got some very special guests, including B.B. King and Eric Clapton and other people on there who are just paying tribute to you.
A lot of different people.
Yeah. Well, anyway, all that stuff, you want to hear some of that is on your new CD. Right now, let's get back to music. Welcome back, if you would, at almost 95 years old, along with his good friend, Mr. Midnight Smith, Mr. Pine Top Papers. Thank you.
Thank you.
like that. He be taking care of the business. Oh, keep on. How about a perspective, y'all?
To know that Chautauqua was only 15 years old when Pine Top Hermits was born, so this seems like the right spot for him. Almost as old as Chicago. When you're traveling, if you want to find out about more E-Town shows, again, etown.org, you can go find out about radio stations and upcoming shows. Our next stop is going to be in Michigan on the 4th of July weekend, a big festival with a million huge people, giant people. So watch it. It's called Rothbury, and we're going to tape a couple of shows. There's Dave Matthews and Widespread Panic and Michael Fonte Spearhead and many more bands. Big time will be had by all 4th of July weekend, Rothbury, Michigan. And we will be there doing our own special thing, connecting the dots between music, the environment, and making communities a little stronger in our own special way that we've been doing for so long. So we will be there doing our thing. July, there's more stuff. August, there's more stuff. We're doing a show down at the Democratic National Convention in Denver. Also, right smack dab in the middle, on Tuesday night in the middle of the DNC at the Temple Buell Theater, the 26th of August, we will be doing, again, our special brand of entertainment and inspirational stuff with some big, giant, more giant people. Watch out for the giant people. I believe Pine Top's going to have some stuff to sell and sign after the show, and so be sure to get a chance to do that. And that's about, boy, you guys are so quiet. So. Alright, so I think we're ready, so give me, before you start, don't start yet, give me the tail end of that big giant applause if you would. Come on.
between them. So, thank you, folks. We'll see you next time in the town.
We've just listened to Coco Taylor and Pine Top Perkins performing live at the Chautauqua Auditorium in Boulder, Colorado on November 12, 2009. You've been listening to Moonshine Concerts.